With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The U.S. has almost doubled egg imports from Brazil and is considering relaxing regulations for eggs laid by chickens raised for meat. The moves come as the Trump administration is trying to lower record-high egg prices caused by avian influenza. Reports say the administration's also pushing for more imports from countries like Turkey and South Korea, which usually send few eggs to the U.S., and has asked the EU to send more eggs. None of the Brazilian or broiler chicken eggs will make it to the grocery store, but they could be used in more processed foods like cake mixes, ice cream, or salad dressing, freeing up more eggs for American shoppers. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins has said they're talking about importing hundreds of millions of eggs in the short term. It's significant enough that it will help continue to bring the prices down in the short term. The U.S. Cattle on Feed report showed the U.S. beef herd was down 2% from the previous year. Cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in the U.S. for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 or more head of cattle totaled 11.6 million head on March 1st. Placements of feedlots during February totaled more than 1.5 million head, 18% below the total of 2024. Net placements totaled 1.49 million head. Placements of cattle and calves under 600 pounds hit 295,000 head. 600 to 699 were 275,000, 700 to 799, 415,000 head, and 1,000 pounds and greater were 50,000 head. Fed cattle marketings in February totaled 1.63 million, 9% below last year. Other disappearances totaled 60,000 head during the month of February. That's 7% above 2024. Most analysts say there's no doubt the report should be determined as bullish. President Donald Trump signed an executive order to increase domestic production of critical minerals, including potash. The president directed federal agencies to compile lists of pending mineral projects and expedite their review in coordination with the National Energy Dominance Council, led by Interior Secretary Doug Burgum. The president also gave direction to prioritize critical mineral production on federal lands over other activities. The Interior Secretary can determine whether other minerals, such as coal, are covered by the order. A White House official said that Trump would utilize the Defense Production Act to increase mineral production. President Joe Biden also used the DPA to boost the nation's critical mineral output in 2022. The U.S. International Development Finance Corporation will fund new production projects through a dedicated critical minerals allocation in cooperation with the Defense Department. CropLife America, the Ag Retailers Association, and the distributors of agrotechnology announced the release of a new resource designed to assist farmers and ag retailers in navigating the upcoming challenges to pesticide labels. The changes are taking place under the Environmental Protection Agency's Endangered Species Act work plan. To support stakeholders, they developed a decision guide that will facilitate the understanding and implementation of the updated label requirements. Farmers and retailers play a crucial role in helping ensure pesticide products are used responsibly and effectively, says CLA President and CEO Alexandra Dunn. By our associations coming together to create resources, we aim to meet a need that helps stakeholders feel confident in navigating new regulations. The groups encourage all industry participants to utilize the resources stakeholders commit to responsible and effective pesticide use. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.